Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Swift and he is out, Lapon applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dobie moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Evers reaches second base with a double. Outlaw scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 0-for-1 in the game. LaPon hits a line drive towards short. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino is hit by the pitch. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Berardino moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Clark reaches second base with a double. Berardino scores. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry pinch runs for Bob Swift. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Gray moves to second. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Gray moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Berardino is hit by the pitch. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Johnny Berardino. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gordon moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Boudreau now playing shortstop. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Campbell now playing first base. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Bob Feller. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Black now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Art Houdeman now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner scores. Gordon moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck pinch hits for Don Black. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.